then I think what we have remaining is a couple of regular calendar items, and then we'll go back to the ones that have been pulled over to the regular agenda.
I have 656.
Okay.
656, authorize a purchase order with Pierce Manufacturing, Inc. for the purchase of one quintuple fire apparatus for a total not to exceed of $1 million.
Mr. Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. A couple of weeks ago, the council authorized the purchase of one of two Pierce Manufacturing Quints. And a Quint is a hybrid fire apparatus that is both a fire engine with hoses and also a fire truck with ladders. This item authorizes us to acquire a Portland-specific Quint. And here to talk more about what makes a Quint Portland-specific are Portland Fire and Rescue Chief Jansons.
Boy, that sounds like a setup.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioner.
There won't be a latte bar on it.
Latte, no. Donuts, come on. Where are we going here? Go
ahead, Chief. I hope it'll be gluten-free.
See what we did?
Bought something like that, and it was recalled. Aaron Jansons, Fire Chief. With me is Marco Benetti, Deputy Chief of Logistics.
Good morning.
He oversees these things. So as you know, with last year's budget reductions, we, in order to maintain our fire and rescue coverage throughout the entire city, we tried out something new, and we tried these two Quint apparatus that we obtained a special lease for. We then went through a very extensive analysis that included looking at the call volume, response reliability, response times throughout both the first in area where the Quints were placed, along with the adjacent adjoining areas that the Quints would be affecting. We also looked at NFPA 1710 requirements and then our specialty response needs and responsibilities. So after a thorough analysis, we determined that Portland could absorb two Quints and maintain our response necessary for critical calls. Both of these were initially placed in North and Northeast Portland. That was another factor that through the analysis we recognized that we needed to not have them in adjacent fire management areas. So with these lessons learned, we're relocating the second Quint. The first Quint is currently located and will remain in North Portland at Station 8, which is at North Maryland and Interstate. The second Quint will be relocated from Northeast Portland and moved into Southwest Portland, where it's been a long-identified issue for truck needs and to add a truck to that area. So with the placement of the Quint here in Southwest Portland, we are going to actually improve the response time for truck operations by over 6 minutes, and that's a significant amount of time that's a significant improvement for the citizens in Southwest and for their response network. So we're really happy about that.
Which of the stations in Southwest?
Pardon me?
What number station?
It'll be assigned to Station 10 on Taylor's Ferry. So Council's already given us approval to purchase the first Quint from the lease that we negotiated last year. And the second Quint, we found some problems with the leased one, and so we're requesting respectfully to move forward and custom order a Quint that will meet our specifications in Portland.
So what are some of those differences?
What are some of the differences? It's got a different cab. It's the Pierce Arrow XT cab. It provides more room inside the cab for firefighters to move around and to actually just to seat comfortably, be seated comfortably. And Chief Benetti, I'm going to turn it over to him to get into the more of the specifics.
Yeah, good morning. The current lease Quint that we have had some downfalls associated with compartment space to hold the complement of tools that we require. It also had limited hose outlets for fire attack in case we need to do that. So with a custom specified apparatus, we'll be able to adjust our needs according to that. We're going to try and maximize a compartment space by putting a different type of pump. It's one that allows for more room for equipment and tools. We'll also kind of maximize our hose capability, so we'll be able to lay in from a hydrant to the scene of an emergency with more hose available for water supplies. There's some just configuration changes that are going to be more functional. They'll be a lot more user-friendly and meet our needs in Portland a lot better, without getting into the specifics. But we're trying to maximize the resource for the needs of the city.
And while a Quint is technically it's a combination piece of apparatus, it's primarily a ladder truck. It's got an aerial apparatus, that aerial ladder that can go up 105 feet, and it's got some ground ladders, but it's got about 50% fewer ground ladders than a typical truck does. It's got about 50% fewer roof ladders. Our exhaust or ventilation capabilities are reduced. But at the same time, with some reduced truck capabilities, we also have something very unique in that it's got the ability to serve, to pump water. And so we can, if in an emergency, pull a fire attack line and perform a rescue. If in an emergency the officer deems it's more appropriate to transition from truck operations into a rescue mode requiring a fire attack line. So that's a great capability to have for those apparatus. So we're excited about that.
Well, I know an issue that was raised by a firefighter with me about the Quints was that they have a shorter, they had a shorter ground ladder. Will this custom Quint be able to accommodate a taller ground ladder?
We'll be able, we're going to make an adjustment so that we can get two 35-foot ground ladders on there. We won't be able to get the 45-foot ladder on there, ground ladder, but we will be able to accommodate two 35s, and the ones that we leased did not have that capability. So, yeah.
There are some compromises no matter what, right?
Correct, so. Correct. There are some compromises. The water supply, the lay-in, lay-in capabilities, for example, the fifth alarm that we had on MLK required some extremely long lay-ins, and you get into some locations where that is a requirement, and all the fire engines have a capability to lay in 1,200 feet from a hydrant to or a water supply to the fire. The Quints won't have that capability, so that's important that they be surrounded by engines with good proximity, good response into them, and be able to provide the water supply if necessary, and fire attack with multiple ports. So, but it's a good compromise, and we believe we can adapt to into the system very, very well.
Chief, which is the which Northeast station will now not have the Quint?
Station 2 on 122nd, 4800 Northeast 122nd.
And does that station now not have a truck?
No, it has a truck, and we timed it, actually. We would have changed it out earlier, but we're timing it with the upstart of our training company, and so we've got those bodies, and we're going to make that work with the new recruits.
Okay, so that will still have a truck and an engine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For training purposes. We found one of the problems was when those trucks were, the Quints were in neighboring fire management areas, because we don't have a lot of trucks, that had an adjoining area, and all of a sudden we didn't have enough resources arriving on fire calls with only two Quints. So we need to have the Quint be aligned so that it's got the second truck into the fire has complete capabilities.
Other questions? Thank you both. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Anyone signed up to speak on this item, Carla?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this.
Want to speak on this? Okay, then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call, please.
Saltzman?
Well, I just want to thank the Bureau for their willingness to be innovative and to incorporate Quints into our fleet. They are, I think, certainly something that helps us to be more efficient and effective and to respond and to keep response times low. So appreciate this. Aye.
Novick.
Appreciate the presentation. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your good work. Aye.
Hales.
Look forward to seeing how they're used. Great. Thank you. Aye.